Om Shanti. Welcome to everyone to this interview to our respected, beloved, senior brother Brij Mohan, whom you all may know, and maybe few don't know. I will introduce. It's not easy to introduce him because he is in charge of so many things. He's one of the main members of the administration of this yagya. He's member of the management committee. And he's one of the main speakers also of the Brahma Kumaris. He's one of the most senior brothers. He's, among other things, he's a secretary of the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. He's the editor of the magazine Purity, monthly magazine that is published in Delhi. And he's in the Brahma Kumaris since 55. And he fully dedicated and surrendered the 73. After he graduated in commerce in 53 and law in 55, and he's a qualified chartered accountant since 56. This is the official introduction. But I think the most important is also what he shares with us, his specialties. My experience of him is that he brings a very nice and beautiful sense of humor and lightness to all his way of delivering knowledge. We had the fortune of having him in Spain twice, so we had a close experience with him. So today is about asking him a few things, and because the 18th of January is coming very, very close, so I think we will all enjoy if our brother Brij Mohan shares with us some experiences with Brahma Baba. And so the topic of today is the art of actions. How Brahma Baba was an example of making every action into an art, the way he was doing everything. So I would like to ask Brother Brij Mohan if you can share some personal experiences in which you were observing this art in action, the art of action in Brahma Baba. Any experience you like.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. All the double foreigners are children of angelic Brahma, and this evening we are being interviewed about the corporeal Brahma. In a sense, that is history only. But still, there is curiosity always. It is like going from best to better. Because Baba became better to best. And we are probing the history of the corporeal Brahma. It is also useful because all of us have to become angelic. Art of action. Art of action.
How to make every action into an art. The way of walking, speaking.
In this world, it is reverse. That is action of arts. People learn to dance So they become dancers. People learn to paint. So they become painters. So to become an artist in any field, you have to perform actions to specialize in one or the other or some of the other fields of art. In fact, in the universities everywhere there are courses in arts. You know, education in arts and education in science. But Baba says that these are all acquired arts. There is something natural, so that you don't have to learn any art, but all the arts are in the soul, and every action of the soul is an art. If an outside observer or an observer from the present world looks at that, because in that world all are like natural artists. Is it clear to them?
Is it clear?
Ask.
Seems yes.
Achha. So in some of the Muralis this season also, when Baba talks of dance of the mind, so Baba has clearly said that the dance of the mind doesn't require any music, arranged music. It doesn't have anything to do with the weight of your body, because normally fat people cannot dance so well, but dance of the mind. So it is natural. When mind is blissful, it will be dancing all the time. But the other types of dances have to start and then to end also. So therefore, everything an art. If we can take an easy example of today, this time, take a hero actor. Every country has got their hero actors. And what is the difference between a hero actor and an average actor or ordinary actor? Yes. First thing is that hero actor is all-rounder and can play any role excellently. So much so that people pay money to see their performance. Secondly, in any role, each of their actions will be something different than the ordinary. A hero actor walks, takes tea, whatever he does, there will be some sort of style or some sort of art in that. You make a hero actor a doctor in any performance. He will perform better than a doctor. You see, he will be so enthused, you will really feel that a real doctor cannot perform as well. Now you make him a patient. He will cry better than a real patient. Isn't it? Now similarly, Brahma Baba, we saw. One thing was that Brahma Baba was always very enthused, and Brahma Baba's actions used to enthuse us also. For instance, in the evening. You have seen this Pandabhavan. There, now where there is the kitchen on the back side and there is a passage, there Baba had an improvised tennis badminton court with lines drawn, and Baba will alone will be on one side, and on the other side children will be coming and going. They may be 6 or 4 or 5, doesn't matter, and Baba will take the racket and take the shuttle and tap like that. Even a young person cannot do that, and all of us used to chase the shuttle. So this is one example. Even sometimes Baba used to give us tea. Baba will take a big kettle on a table. All of us will come with our cups of tea. How Baba fills the tea in the cups? Like that. So we will feel so enthused. Not like this. No. Like this. So this showed that Baba always had that bliss, enthusiasm inside. So all the time, not dancing, but the mind was dancing, and each action showed that, you know, something is unique. So this is like, you know, hero actors are only for some time, one birth, and in some area. But Baba always was conscious that I am the hero actor of the whole cycle. And when we are Brahma children, so we belong to the family of hero actors. So therefore, all the time, Baba says the life line, the pulse, the heartbeat of every Brahman is enthusiasm. So you remain all the time so enthused, although very calm outside, that anyone who comes, they will be enthused. You know, there was a gentleman in India. There are a lot of jokes about Sikh people, you know, turban people. So one Sikh person was standing before a full mirror with eyes closed. His wife asked, "What are you doing?" He said, "I want to see how I look like when I am asleep." So even when you are asleep, if someone looks at you, he should not see you as just a person is sleeping, he is half dead. No. There should be smile, joy on the face. In Bharat, when someone leaves body, people come, their relatives or friends, and they look at the face. And if they see a peaceful face, they say, he left the body very peacefully. And if there are some agitational signs, they will say he has died with some suffering. Okay.
I think we could continue, no, with experiences of Brahma Baba. Do you like? So, because you had so many experiences with Brahma Baba, I was thinking maybe you want to share when it was the final period of Brahma Baba, I mean coming close to his ascension to the abhyakt stage. Do you have any experience of that period? Because even in Abhyakt Murlis, we have heard that he was becoming like more detached, like even more silent. Do you remember any experience of that period?
All right. Can I take some more water?
Hmm?
More water?
More water? Yes. Me too.
Yes. You also. Now, even before the final stages, Baba was practicing for long. I remember Baba used to take us to the lake, you know, lake here, and there is a temple by the side of the lake. In those days, there was no rush, no such, so many crowding, or now they have made a cement boat and not. It was simple plain grounds in front of the lake. So Baba used to, in front of the temple. So Baba in the evening used to take us for walking, and while walking also, the children felt very joyful by sharing Baba's hand. So they were, turn by turn, they were coming and walking for some distance with Baba. They were enjoying, you know, connection. Then Baba will be always in the front, and then Baba will suddenly stop, look back and ask everyone, are you in soul consciousness? Are you remembering Baba? And Baba used to take us through difficult routes, not on the road, but through some small hill and bringing down. And there the stones were precariously placed. If you just slip, you can be hurt. Baba used to go first of all, and then we have to be very careful. In other words, in yoga, so that we do not fall. And then finally Baba will go to that ground, sit. And that priest of that temple also Baba used to invite. He will be waiting when Baba will come. And then Baba will make him sit by his side, and the children will sit. And Baba will say, someone wants to sing song, narrate poem, something. So I also had made a song. So then mid of the song, Baba will say, stop. We have all to meditate. These things are only worldly place. So Baba will start that also. So in between such activity also, Baba used to make us practice, or himself also practice, detachment. Now in the final periods, what happened, to please children, earlier Baba used to celebrate, for instance, Diwali festival. So the crackers and the fireworks will be collected, people will send, and children like Mohini Behn and other small girls, they will say, Baba, let us celebrate. Yes, yes, children, come on. In the later years, Baba showed visible disinterest in such things. Baba said, okay, light one candle, like that. In earlier days, the Murli used to be starting with a full song, all the three paras. Later on, only one line, and thereafter no lines of song at all. So this showed that Baba was getting detached. When we will go to meet Baba, Baba's room, so Baba was always enthused, and there he had put a picture of Sri Lakshmi Sri Narayan by his side. And he will sit on, you know, his floor mat and talk to us and keep on looking at that picture as if Baba is inside, feeling how much is the difference between me and them. And then Baba's leg, you know, this thing like that starts moving, you know. Always he used to sit in lotus pose, and his leg was most of the time moving, looking at that, which showed us that Baba is very conscious. He is talking to us, but Baba is very conscious about his study and his objective. In later times, while talking, Baba became very brief in replying. In earlier days, Baba used to write letters with 3B pencil, very big, very soft pencil. And Baba's letters in Sindhi language, there will be only 5 or 6 words on one pad sheet, and if a child gets double side, both sides, it will be 12 words only maximum or 10 words, but Baba will answer anybody's any long story and problems in that. And if someone gets two such pages, he was the luckiest. And then they used to write our own language, whichever we could understand, Hindi or whatever. So the sisters will write below that what is Baba has written. Later on, those letters became smaller and smaller. So this also showed that Baba was packing up everything. So we felt the earlier times to please the children, to come down to their level and make the yagya very joyful and natural, Baba used to do all these things. Later on, Baba stopped going for walk. Baba stopped so many things and became more and more in tapasya. It is like that.
Thank you. Any other special experience with Baba Baba you want to share?
So then now the interview stops and the monologue starts. Huh? Okay, fine.
I mean, do you enjoy it? Because I feel like we are transported to that time. We didn't meet with Brahma Baba personally.
I can appreciate yes. that it is difficult to ask questions. I can appreciate.
I have a very limited.
And it is easy to make answers. Huh? Nice.
No, but really we do enjoy. There is one question. He's asking about the sense of humor of Brahma Baba. We feel through the Murlis, he was very also light and humorous. It's also your speciality. So can you share something about the sense of humor of Brahma Baba?
The difference is
the difference.
That Brahma Baba, everything had lightness.
Mm-hmm.
Not periodic, sporadic humor. But it was naturally.
Natural.
You know, in the Hindi language, the name of the bull that is shown in front of Shiva's temple, representing Brahma Baba, the chariot, it is called Nandi. And it means the one is who is always blissful, always joyful. So, to explain the humor of Brahma Baba, you see Baba's face, you see Baba giving toli in the pictures, all the time. You see, here the humor is created, or it is acquired. But Baba was naturally humorous, and all the BKs, seniors, who look very serious and calm, they are all very humorous. And you need not have a separate humor department. Naturally it is like that. And sometime when Baba used to describe in the evening class some incidents of Baba's past life, so we will be transported. Once Baba, in the evening class, Baba was saying that Baba had a dream while in Laukik life. So Baba in the dream saw a snake is chasing Baba. So Baba created such atmosphere, we all thought a snake is chasing us. You know, the way of describing was Baba was treated us like small children, taught us many things. Once, you know, some servant in Baba's shop stole some jewelry. It's a jewelry shop. So, stole some jewelry. So, Baba said, how he got it back? So, Baba said that, I called that person. I said, the other servant has told me that you have stolen the jewelry. So, Baba said, doesn't matter. You give it back, I will give you sweets. And a little money also. He brought the jewelry. So like that, you know, Baba used to narrate his earlier life experiences also, which gave us the feeling that Baba was extraordinary even before that. Because all of us are, in a sense, if we can appreciate, we are all different than the worldly people. That is why Baba doesn't see our present body, doesn't see our present situation. Baba looks at our souls. Many Murlis, Baba says, double foreigners, you have just gone there because you had to serve those areas and you are actually Bharatvasis. Just as many Bharatvasis also went abroad in other countries to seek new pastures, you also went, but originally you belong to this. So that is why you are here. So Baba says, we never see that double foreigners are this country. I have never asked you from how many countries you have come, because Baba's world is one. So we have got a Brahman connection. So that way, Baba used to treat like that. And you know, I have been with corporeal Baba up to 1969, from 1955. But with the subtle Baba, four times of that. And I have many, many, many more experiences with subtle Baba. How Baba is helping, what is happening and all that. Once I went to Australia. So there the brothers, after the breakfast, took me to the brother's house. They have got brother's house, sister's house. So they were all there. And like my room, everything was lying, you know, as it happens in the brother's house. If you go, things are as disorganized as in my room. Anyhow, I felt oneness with them. So they surrounded me and then they said, brother, tell us, why no trans messenger, there is no foreigner trans messenger. Double foreigner, no double foreigner trans messenger. It was suddenly asked. I did not know the answer. But instantly, Baba put in my mind. I told them that you are feeling you are double foreigner. Baba never feels. The fact of the matter is that after Brahma Baba left body, no new trans messenger has emerged, either in Bharat or in other countries, because it was stopped. There could be chance of Maya entering and they telling that this and that. It is for that reason that there is no trans messenger. Not that, because double foreigners, there is no trans messenger in double foreigners only. So this is Baba's system, like that. So if you like, I can, how much time is there?
We have until 6:30, and then you are invited to stay for the meditation if you have time.
Well, that's all right.
So we
you
have,
mean
we
to
have
say
time.
I will speak my experience in meditation or now? Because
whenever you feel, that could be nice also.
Nice. Sometimes I have a thought in my mind. Does our meditation start and end? We say now meditation has started. It means before that there was no meditation. And then we say now meditation is over. This means there will be no meditation thereafter. This is to be pondered very seriously. So why don't we take that we are listening in meditation, speaking in meditation, and we can continue up to 7:30. That was my idea.
So, it's a perfect idea. It's great.
Because it is easier they are clapping. Okay. First I will tell you two or three experiences with corporeal Baba. One is, that I qualified chartered accountancy. So I will start a little earlier. Myself, my younger brother, 2 years younger, father and mother. First time we met Brahma Baba in 1954 or so. So after the class, Baba used to have an adjoining room. It was known as chamber. So after the class, the children will go to the adjoining room. There was a big chair. It is still there in Mount Madhuban. And children will sit around Baba informally, like, you know, the chick with the hen. So Baba will be there and we will be like that. Then Baba will talk something about the Murli. Today Shri Baba said this, like that. And then children will informally ask or chat for some time. So there, the new people who came from cities, they used to meet Baba informally. So we four of us were standing. And then Baba, my father was very fond of service. He used to print flyers at the bus stop, railway station, everywhere he will distribute. So he said, Baba, I want to leave my job and I want to do full-time service. Baba told him, you have a family, so you cannot do that, you do both Karma Yoga. Then to my mother, Baba said, I know you are having detachment, but still to be more detached, my father will open a center for you in a pilgrim center, city, and there you go. So the nearest pilgrim city was Mathura, you know where Krishna is supposed to have born. So my father opened a center for her, and till her leaving the body, which was about 6-7 years ago, she remained there. Then to me, Baba asked, what are you doing? I said, Baba, I am studying law and also training of chartered accountancy. Baba said, you continue your studies. And my younger brother, he was in college second year. So Baba said, you leave your studies to my younger brother. Now later on, we found that 3 years after that, my younger brother left body. And during that period, whatever useful service he could do, he did. So in retrospect, we realized that Baba knew that this one will leave the body and this one will be there up to 2017, 16th of January. So he knows. At least. So, now, when I qualified chartered accountancy, as usual, in capital city, Delhi is a capital city, lot of activity. So in the best business center, I was 23 years of age, I opened an office. Because you cannot afford an office, I took a room in a hotel on monthly basis so that I have telephone bearer, tea for the clients. So I opened an office for 8 months. I was doing that. Then I came to Mount Abu. The first thing Baba called me and said, have you qualified? I said, yes, Baba. Very proudly I said, also I have opened an office in busy area of Itna. So Baba said, come closer. So I went little closer. Then Baba, you know, Baba's personality was, you know, very tall and like copper-like body, very, and he was like my grandfather physically also. So Baba said, child, if you do practice, you have to tell lies, etc. Because this accountancy is like that, auditor. Better you take a government job. So Baba said, and I kept in my heart, I am not going to go to that office again. I went back to Delhi, told my brother to pack up everything, and the furniture that I have purchased, give to a center, and return everyone's books. And first time, I saw the newspaper for vacancies. And the first vacancy I saw, I applied there in handwriting. I did not know that you have to type write a application. In those days, only typewriter. Anyhow, that was another city far away. There was a hydroelectric dam, largest dam in the world, State Gravity Dam. So there was the fertilizer factory was to come up, so I went there. To cut it short, there were 8 candidates going for the same job in the same compartment. And they were all very smart, talking to each other. And I was sitting in a corner, watching them, that if they are going, I am not going to get the job. They were so smart. Anyhow, their interview took place, I don't know. But when I was interviewed, they asked me 5 questions. Those were from books. And as BK, you know, you only concentrate on what you are doing. So I could not answer, and all the interviewers were doing like this. All the 5 questions. Last one was, what salary you will take, accept? What is your expectation? I did not know what is salary, what is increment, what is advance increment, pay, nothing. So I said, whatever you will give me. And I was selected, they were all rejected. This is Baba's help. Because Baba had told me, you leave this and get that. I was amazed. I thought, how it could happen? So when I joined that job, I asked them, the people. They said, this is a new company of the government. Their policy is to take the young people and also to take them at minimum of salary so that they remain here for a long time. And the others, they were either in jobs or they thought from a big city like Delhi to come to this where there is no even building of the company. So they thought if they will ask more money, they will give. But because their policy was like that, they were out, I was in. Now further see, they required 8, which was a very big company, 8 chartered accountants. So after 2 months, they re-advertised with higher basic salary. New people came, but because I was in, my salary was raised automatically to higher one. So if that was in the beginning, I would have been out, but Baba not only got me the job, but also got my salary raised. So this is how it began. So I felt that Baba is behind it. Because my academic record was good, but I was shy. I could not speak English like that. And first time I went. Now see further. First salary that you get in India, you send to your guru, to the system. So I made a bank draft of my first salary, sent it to Baba by registered post. Baba returned it by registered post and wrote, why you have sent this to Baba? Huh? In those days, there were murlis that Baba is very clever businessman. Baba has to return what you give. So Baba will only accept from those whom Baba thinks Baba should return, and so on. So I wrote 10 points from the Murli. Baba, you don't want to accept this. You told me to leave my practice and do this at your instance. It is honest money. It is from the government company and all that. So if you don't accept it, I will feel, what is the reason Baba doesn't want to give me in golden age or what? So I wrote and sent it again by registered post. So Baba returned it, saying that, okay, this time I have accepted, but don't send again, keep it with you, do service. You know, a young person of 23 years, if he gets such like response, that there can be any institution in the world where they return money, you know how deep impression it can give on you. So I felt very deeply that this is not ordinary thing you are sending to your guru. Baba has got deep implication. So there also I felt it is like that. So now 17 long years I was doing that job. Our that corporation had 8 big companies all over India. And one of those was in Assam, in the state of Assam, where there is, you know, tea plantation, etc., forests and other things. So there, they had another company coming up. So the system of the organization was that the old experienced people, they will send to the new units with more salary so that they can manage the affairs. So they offered me that we will send you with some little more salary, you go there. So I came to Baba, asked Shrimat, Baba, there is no center in Assam. Here is an opportunity that I go there, I will open a center. Now Baba, what is the reply? Baba says, no, you don't go there. There is long grass, there are mosquitoes, there is rain for 9 months in the year, you don't go there. Now as if Baba knows what is in Assam. And then Baba said, does Baba go outside anywhere? No. You remain in that job only. So for 17 years, other my colleagues went to various other companies, they got more money, but Baba had said, you don't go. So I used to get that later, little later, because whenever opportunity arose. Many, many times, there was a test for me. Should I continue with this job or something else?
I think you can continue.
Okay. There was a test for me. You know, in our company, an interview came for a higher post. What will happen that people of the same status from all our 8 organizations will come to Delhi and they will be interviewed. So I also went. Now, because I was only concentrating on my job, doing very well, but not bothering about anything else, what is happening in other companies, what is their process, effort and so on. So much so, out of 17 years, for 12 years I did not enter our factory. Can you imagine a person who is working in a factory, but 12 years he doesn't enter, because our office was, administrative office was outside. Only when there was some job, they gave me a special assignment, I had to go in. So, when they interviewed me, they asked me, what is the product in Sindri, what is the system, nothing. Again, I came back in Delhi. So, my father said, take meals. I was not feeling like, I said, no, no. Sir, why? I said, my interview has not gone well, and if I fail, then my junior will become my senior somewhere. So it is embarrassing. Father said, Baba is there. I said, Baba does not want that I should defame Baba. He said, no, Baba is there. I was not satisfied because I knew my performance. I went back to my city and was counting days when the result comes and what happens. So result came, and that was that the interview committee was wrongly formed, so it is quashed. So interview is finished. So I was saved. And further, they said that hereafter all people except for the top post will not be interviewed, because they had to call and they also knew the complications junior can become. So they will be only promoted on the basis of their record. So thereafter, I used to get my normal promotions on the basis of my record. It went on and on. Finally, I came to Madhuban. Baba had left body in 1972. Dadis were there. So they had taken first building of the Brahma Kumari in Delhi, purchased. Even our headquarters was not a purchased building because Baba never wanted property, assets. Baba said, you have to just live. But then this Mount Abu was a part of Bombay state, big state. Then they bifurcated Mount Abu and made three states, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Bombay. And Mount Abu came in Rajasthan. And the premises in which our headquarters were located here, that was acquired by the government as a Rajasthan state guest house. So we were given notice to vacate within 4 days. 300 people living here. So our Jagdish Bhai of Delhi, he went to the Jaipur and the assembly of the government was going on. He entered there somehow and requested the chief minister, we have got 300 people, so give us 3 months time. He gave, and then this present Pandav Bhavan in a very deeply dated state was acquired and renovated. This is how we purchased first building. The second was in Delhi. In 1972, our activities had started, so they thought that we have our own building, and a hospital had a building in Delhi, now the Pandav Bhavan. They had made their own big hospital, so they had vacated it. So you know, for only 3.75 lakhs, how much it comes today? Rupees. 3.75 lakhs rupees only, which is now the cost only of whitewashing that building. It was purchased and we did not have 375 lakhs from all over India. It was collected and that building was purchased. And I was told that our company's headquarters was in Delhi. Dadis told me that we require a brother there full time. So you better get yourself transferred from that factory to Delhi headquarters so that you can be in that building. Now, I thought and I said, Dadis, our Pandav Bhavan, that building is this side of Delhi and my office is on that side of Delhi and it will take about 45 minutes to go and come. And here, I am there for a long time, 17 years, I have only to sign papers. I may not even go to office because our bungalows were in that area. And there is headquarters. I am a finance man. And so many problems will come. And I have to solve them. So I will not even get my legitimate leave. And what I use I will be to you. I will just go, sleep, listen to Murli, go to office, come back tired. So it is better if you say, I leave the job. I told them. Baba made me to say, they did not say. They said, you transfer. They said, as you like. So I went from Mount Abu to my city to leave the job and resign. When I went there, you know, always when you go out, some post and dark comes. So there were some letters, and one of those was a letter in my company for the higher post interview. Now, a child who has decided to leave the job, why that person will go for an interview and have for the higher post? Still, I thought I will take Shrimat. So I asked Mohini Ben, you was here, you know, she left body. She was this trans passenger living with me. I said, sister, you go to Baba and ask, should I appear for this interview or not, because I am going to resign tomorrow. And to my surprise, Baba said, no, he has to appear for interview. Now it was not clear to me, I am going to resign. Why should I appear for interview? Even after that I am going to resign. So I said, sister, again asked Baba, it is not clear to me. Why should I appear for, because I was scared also of the interview. This was for the highest post. Up to now I was being promoted. She said, Baba says, even after you leave your job, people will ask what was his post. And if it is a higher post, that will also do service. Now this was not in my mind. So I said, okay, now Baba says I should go for interview. So I went to the interview again in Delhi, because that was the highest post. So they had 12 interviewing officers, one from the government, 3 from the other companies, financial advisor and so on. And per chance I was the first called to be interviewed. Now the first one is always asked more questions. Anyhow, I had no stake. Baba had said, you appear, I went there. Now they saw and said, from your record we find for 17 long years you have been only in this unit. If we give you the job, you have to be shifted to another one. I have no stake, I said, you know, I have a Brahma Kumari center in my house and there is no private accommodation there. And those people, where will they go? I just replied like that. At that point of time, a telephone call came for the chairperson that the minister of fertilizer is calling him. So he said, I am going. They said, what to do with the interview? He said, keep on asking questions, I will return soon. Now, after that they became relaxed and they said, what are your hobbies?
Good question. Acha.
I had no hobbies, but I said, spiritual study. They said, okay, have you read the Gita? And that is the only book I have read. I don't read scriptures, because in my college, when we got the degree, some professor was Gita scholar, so he asked a businessman to give Gita to every student who gets degree. And I don't know Sanskrit, it was Hindi, Sanskrit, so I had read it once. And when I came in Gyan, I again read it to note down on the cover page where it is written, God is not omnipresent and so on. I had a fair idea. Then they said, what is the most important shloka of Gita? I don't know Sanskrit. I know which one, but I can't render. So I said, to me, it is Manmana Bhav Madhya Jivav. This is what I knew. So they all nodded like this. They said, no, no. I know that they had in what they had in mind, but I can't describe. Then I told them, look, God says, remember me. Unless we know who is God, how can we remember him? Sri Krishna is only a body. Which is the soul of the God? They could not, and they said, no, no, no. Then one of them said, okay, I will ask you a question as per Gita. You are going on a road, somebody is there, he is following another person with a dagger to kill him. You are watching. What will you do as per Gita? I said, I am not afraid of my life or death, but I don't take law in my own hand. I will look for some police. They said, no. So like that, the 5 nods of no that was in the beginning are happening. Then they said, okay, supposing the one who is being chased is your own brother, then what will you do as per Gita? I said, because he is my bodily brother, there must be some karmic account. So I have more responsibility. I will see what I can do. I did not say anything. I will see what I can do. Then another one said, it is 9 minutes now, let him go. So they let me go, they selected me and I resigned. You see how Baba is from above helping me. And subtle thing, that if he resigns and a higher status, that will also do service. So throughout, Baba, even up to today, Baba is protecting, helping. And if you give me any job, then you have to cross this wall. I will not say no, because Baba has kept some margin for me, and I will have to do lot of struggle, but I will be able to cross it. So much now confidence has come in me. So should
Thank
I continue?
You well, we have now. It was.
Meditation.
It was dedicated for meditation, but if you want to continue, it's fine. I mean, What do you prefer? Let's meditate. Yeah. No clear. Someone to meditate, someone to... You can talk in meditation.
Huh?
You can talk in meditation.
Okay, right. Provided you listen in meditation. Okay. Okay.
What do you prefer?
Okay.
Let's meditate.
We will for a minute meditate so that we are in that stage and then I will talk.
Continue meditation.
Because these experiences they won't be able to listen again. Meditation they can do. All right. Now I want to tell you, if Baba says any word of blessing to you, it will definitely happen. In those days, 1960s, Baba very much wanted that a magazine of the institution should be brought out. So, I was not a good writer. I did not know much Hindi. I belonged to another area. But our senior brother Jagdishji, who lived in Delhi, you know, he wrote all of our books. So Baba told him that you write, start a magazine. And made me his associate. So what happened, Brother Jagdishji will write articles. I will write one poem and some small article. We will put some photos and my duty was to get it printed and bound. And so the first, it was called Trimurti, monthly Trimurti in Hindi. So first magazine when it came out, Baba was naturally in Delhi. And in Delhi, you know, we had a hired house. On the third floor, there was a roof. So on that roof, all had collected to meet Baba. No lift, nothing. So in those days, nothing was there. So I went, Jagdish Bhai was there. So first issue of that Trimurti magazine, I had pasted and cut some design from some magazine. It was nicely made. So we took to Baba. So Baba saw, very happy. Baba said to Jagdish Bhai, you are my editor and to me you are my second editor. Over, this was the boon granted to me, you are my second editor. I had not made much of the writing, but anyhow, for 15 months that magazine came out regularly without any delay. My duty was to make the publish. I used to go to a nearby city also to artists who were BKs to get the design, etc. After that I joined my job and I could not be officially associated with that magazine. Still, it was stopped, but after some time it came out in another name, Gyan Amrit, which is now also continuing. So I used to, in my job, I had a stenographer. I used to write to many brothers in India who knew writing to collect those things, articles, edit them, and sent to Delhi. It was being published. Still, I could not write my name as an editor. But Baba had said, "You will become an editor." I satisfied myself. Baba had said, "You will become editor. I am doing all this work. Doesn't matter. My name is doesn't matter." But because Baba had said, "You will become an editor," I became. How? When I left my job, I came to Delhi. So there was a meeting of brothers. They thought we should bring out a magazine in English. Gyan Amrit was continuing. Who will do it? I said, "I will do it." He said, "You will do it?" I said, "Yes, I will do it." So this Purity magazine was started, and you will be surprised, I submitted 4 names for this title. One was Blitz. In India there was a similar tabloid, very popular, called Blitz. So I suggested the name Bliss. I thought Bliss is a spiritual name, Blitz is their name. Baba rejected it. Because Baba never wants us to copy anything. You know, reject it. Then Raj Yoga Times and so on. Last was Purity. Baba accepted it. So, 2-3 months before that, Dadiji has taken me to Africa, Nairobi. That also happened suddenly. Dadiji decided to go to Nairobi. We gave farewell. Suddenly I told Dadiji, "I have not even seen an aeroplane." He said, "You have not seen an aeroplane? You come with me to Nairobi." So there were 2 magazines, daily newspapers called Standard and another one. Both were tabloid design. So I got that idea how to make it. So I started this Purity magazine and I became the editor. What I want to tell you is, many years back Baba had said, "You will become an editor." To me it doesn't matter, but I became. This is, if Baba gives you a boon, it happens. And now I think, in 81 I had started it. Today is 2000. Regularly it is coming. I don't know how many of them are seeing it.
Do you know this magazine?
You have seen the magazine? So we work very hard to make it. So I can suggest them to become member also. Do some business. Acha. So number one. Number two, how Baba taught us to leave our laukik. My father left body and he had 30 dresses which fitted me very well. Official dresses. I was in my job and I kept them. In India, normally when a person leaves body, they give it in charity to someone. I thought, "I am a Brahmin, let me keep." So when you come to Madhuban, you don't wear official dresses, you wear kurta pajama, but on the last day when you return, you are in your official dress, you go to take leave from Baba. So I went to take leave from Baba, and in those days in India, there was no system of ready-made garments. In India, all garments were stitched by tailors and people used to sell little here, like that. It's a God's country. There, you know, you have tea in the machines. Here, a person will go and say, "Put more milk, make it hot." So it's the system. So, still, there were some families abroad, like Hong Kong, Sindhi families. They used to bring some ready-made garments and give to Baba. And Baba used to give to his children who were in jobs, like me and some others. And we got such nice dresses that in my office I was called best dressed officer, because they were all imported dresses. And they used to ask me, "Where from you got?" And to tease them, I used to say, "Nearby village from there." So that time also Baba said, "Child, here is a dress for you." And to show my childishness, I said, "Baba, look, my father left body and I got 30 dresses, I kept them. Here is the one I am wearing, see how nicely it is fitting me. Then Baba said, child, if you wear your Lokhi father's dress, you will remember your Lokhi father. If you wear Baba's dress, you will remember Baba. Okay, I took it and I decided to take all these dresses and leave it in Madhuban. So next time I left all my dresses in Madhuban, and here, who wears official dresses? Next time when I came, a brother who was doing washing was wearing my father's yellow blue shirt. And I said, look, oh, my father's blue shirt. Then I realized that even if I have left it, given it, the ghost is still there. I still am remembering father's blue shirt. If I was wearing all the time, definitely I would have been remembering my Lokhi father. This is how Baba used to teach us the subtle things in a very simple way. Now, kind-heartedness of Baba and lovefulness of Baba, which is now ingrained in us so much that if I start talking about Baba, I get tears. So what happened that after the lunch period, Baba used to call us for some small play, game. So Baba first time called me, said, you know this? I said, I don't know. Baba said, you are Buddhu. You are an officer. Don't you go to club? I said, Baba, I don't go to my officer's club. I only go once in a year to audit their stocks, how much wine is left, how much this is left. I don't go. What for should I go? Okay, Baba taught me. It was a very easy game for four people. Now, I got the habit of enjoying that, going to Baba, and every time we used to lose that game. And when we lost all the three of us, then Baba used to ask us to do like this, and you have lost. And one thing I noted, Baba's own child, Narayan Bhai, who comes, he also used to be there to play that game. Baba will make one of us sit with him, not the Lokhik one, and he was always sitting there. We felt very happy that Baba is making us sit with him. One such time, Baba did not call for the game. And because I got habituated, I was loitering around Baba's room and waiting, why Baba has not called? Suddenly, Lakshu Dhen, you know, Baba's Brahmani, she came out. I said, Lakshu Bhayan, Baba has not called. She said, wait, I will ask. She said, Baba said, bring your colleagues. So I gathered them all, we sat there. That day, Baba was reclining on his mat with a quilt on, and Baba said, yes, children. So we played. First time Baba lost that game. Now we were very embarrassed how to ask Baba to do this. So then I thought something is wrong. So I asked Lakshu Bhen. She said Baba has 102 fever. And that is why Baba did not call you people, because you said Baba has called you. Now you can see how much, you know, love Baba had for his children. Can anybody forget? So it is like that. So many times, you know, and the way Baba used to teach, most of the things came from Delhi in those days, and the children were very happy. There used to be a train starting from near Karol Bagh, in which all the requirements of the yagya were personally dispatched. Even the letters Didi wrote were dispatched. So one sister, she sent oranges, a pack, big nice pack of oranges to Baba. Those oranges looked very bright from outside. They were actually from cold storage. And the season of oranges was not there, but they looked so nice, she sent. Baba got one opened, and that was inside, you know, there is some bluish that thing. So it was not good. So Baba did not just throw them, got them packed, sent her back to Delhi so that she learns a lesson. This is how Baba used to teach us. Doesn't matter. Once you learn a lesson, you won't forget throughout your life. Now, still 9 minutes are there, huh?
One question?
Yes, question. Lokit?
How can we use more of our Lokic experience in art? In service, in the Yagya, how can we use it more?
Yes.
Not having ego about it.
Baba says, basically, we are alaukik. We are not laukik. Just when we are born as a BK, we become alaukik. Alaukik means neither laukik nor parlaukik. Neither you are a soul nor you are in body. You are in between. Like angelic. So, everything that we have got, everything, now it has to be alaukik. This is a physical body, but we don't use it like logic. It has to be a logic. What I do is, whenever I want to do something, I order my body, get up, and it gets up. If I become little careless, I will feel I am tired. This I have learnt. Because otherwise also, if after some time you wake up, you are quite okay. But when you are lazy, you start feeling like, you know, everything, our body is broken, it is like half dead. What I mean to say is, our money, our talent, our everything belongs to Baba. It is not necessary that we physically, practically, outwardly put it into use. These assets are inside of us and they can be vibrated. Our ultimate stage is being in body, not feeling like you are a body, you are an angelic person and you are vibrating it. That I will explain later, but first of all, specialties, talents, etc., how should we put into use? There is a great risk in our any time thinking that I have this talent, it is not being put into use, I should do something that it is used. That then can become my greatest weakness. My greatest speciality can become my greatest weakness. I will explain how. Supposing I am a good singer. Everybody knows that he sings the best song. And Dadiji is coming. Let us take Spain. In Spain there is a very good singer and everybody acknowledges whenever there is a program their singer is called. And Dadiji is coming to Spain. And now what will be the desire of their singer? That I should be able to sing one song before Dadiji. And that person goes to the teacher and teacher says, it's a very busy schedule, but if possible, we will arrange your song. Okay. Now what happens? That person comes prepared for a song for Dadiji. Get even better dressed because it's a occasion. So sits in the class, focuses on the teacher all the time that when I will be called to sing my song. Dadiji is speaking, wise saying, he is listening but going from out because the focus is on then my song, I will be called to sing the song. It is a speciality, but it is becoming a weakness. Suddenly, another person is called to sing a song. Now what will happen to that person? Look, he doesn't know even to sing a song. I told I should be given the chance, but still the teacher is wonderful, and so many thoughts will come. Maybe to encourage some new soul, the teacher might have said, okay. But it becomes my weakness, and I will have lot of feelings in my mind. Therefore, there is a word called nimit or instrument. I am an instrument, and everybody knows what I can do, what I can't do. As an instrument, whenever I am called, I should be ready to do that and surrender it to Baba. If it is a good performance, everybody claps. Never seek to use your speciality, and never get into your mind if there is a praise. That will keep you very happy, comfortable, and your talent will be used. But not of my asking. So that is the thing to avoid the ego.
Thank you.
It comes, huh?
Please speak.
Achha. So, it comes. Now I tell you, all our four subjects are such that we can give out as much as we like and nothing will be reduced. Otherwise, if you think of giving, our approach is to give, give, give and give. If you give anything physical or anything, you will be less shorter by that. If somebody asks you to give money and you have 100, you give 50, you will be left with 50 only. So, if you, other 50 also goes, what happens? So, therefore, Baba has so designed that all our subjects are such that you don't have to, you don't lose anything, you gain. You know, I am a chartered accountant. I was taught anything that comes is a gain, anything that goes out is a loss. When I came to Brahma Kumaris, I learned anything that goes out is a gain, anything that comes in a loss. That is why I am a Brahma Kumar. So therefore, I have learned it thoroughly. If you give $5 to anyone, your hand will be like the upper hand. If you get $100 from anyone, your hand will be like a beggar, so lower hand. This is the philosophy of life. But more important is, all our four subjects, Gyan, knowledge. You know, we light candles at any good function. Why? Because one candle lights another, it doesn't lose its own light, it grows. Knowledge is also such, it is called light. You give your Gyan to anyone, you are not going to lose, you will get more experience. Yoga. Now yoga is what? If yoga is we getting power, if you tell another person also to have yoga with Baba, you don't lose your own yoga, he also starts becoming yogi. Divine qualities. Supposing there is a rose flower, it has fragrance. I smell it, rose does not lose its fragrance. If you go to a rose garden, all people can get fragrance, it will retain. So divine qualities are also such. Anybody takes away, but you don't lose, he benefits. And service, you know, gives the maximum joy. Because giving means getting something intangible, but which is much more than giving, which you call bliss. In this universe, everything is giving. This chair is giving you comfort. If the chairs are in a godown, they have no value. This microphone is magnifying by voice. It is giving me help. Light is giving. Nothing they are giving to themselves. Chair doesn't give comfort to itself. Light does not give light to itself. This is the universal law. And Baba is a giver. So, to have a give approach, some people say, what should I give? I have told you all our four subjects are such, you give, you won't lose. But there is a nice story with which I will end.
We end. Okay. Huh? We finish with that story because it seems there is a gift ceremony now.
Huh?
There is a gift ceremony now.
Okay.
So you can finish
with one minute.
Yes.
Because people say you give smile, you don't lose smile. These people don't know to smile. There was a king, very rich king. He became aged. So someone suggested, you will die, better you distribute your wealth. So he agreed. So he announced all over that from 10 to 1 o'clock, let people come and I will give my wealth. He made some bundles. So he was giving wealth and he was feeling happy. There was a beggar in the queue. So when the beggar's turn came, he just went out, gave his turn to the next person. Three times he did that, so he got more popularity and publicity than the king. Here is a beggar. When he stands for a long time, when his turn comes, he gives to the next man. King felt jealous, he called. He said, beggar, what are you doing? You take twice, double, but don't do this. He said, sir, I was watching, standing there. Whenever you give, you feel happy. Whenever you give, you feel happy. I am a beggar, I have nothing. So I gave my turn, I felt very happy. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.